I was delighted with the application. We created a number of chances in the game. I thought we created the better chances. And other than not winning the game, there's a lot of positives to take from tonight. Some of our creative play, movement, and it wasn't just be one or two of my players. You know, it's credit to all of them, the way they went about their business. And as I say, other than scoring a goal tonight, there's a lot of good things.
Is that a slight frustration that you haven't got a goal that maybe you're
deserved? You want to win games of football, and to win games of football we've got to score goals. But I think the way that we finished the season, you know, the goals that we scored, and then tonight, as I say, I think we're well into double figures with the efforts that we had at goal. Jamie McDonald pulled off a couple of great saves. And, you know, just that wee bit that sometimes doesn't happen where it falls for you, that we just never got on the end of a few things. But, as I say, application-wise, they're focused to the game from, you know, the preparation when we found out that we were playing Raith Rovers on Friday night was excellent.
Very delicately poised ahead of the second leg as well, I guess.
Yeah, and as I said before we played the game tonight, that I didn't really want to speak about Saturday because you don't know what tonight was going to throw at you. What I did think, it was a great advert, albeit it was a nothing-nothing, I thought it was a great advert for Fife, you know, not just ourselves. I think Raith Rovers showed what it meant to them tonight, and equally my players were the same. I thought it was a good battle, and as I say, Saturday will be no different.
What would it have been like if East End Park had been full tonight with rival fans?
I'd like to hope that you guys, you know, you enjoyed that game tonight, and it's a sin at the moment, you know, but it is what it is. Any supporters that have watched it for either side, anybody else that tuned into that tonight and online, you know, I thought they'd seen two championship sides that played the game in the right manner. And I'm just hopeful that sometime soon that we get supporters in, because when I came out and done my pre-match tonight with Brian with the BBC, it felt surreal. You know, you're coming into a game of this importance and it would have been absolutely bouncing at the Rovers' end and all, you know, at the Norrie. And it's sad, but as I say, it is what it is. We appreciate the predicament that we find ourselves in, that side of things. And, you know, our players will recover properly tomorrow and look forward to an important game at the weekend.
Yeah, waveform hasn't always been ideal this season, Steve. Are you confident
you can put that right on top? Yeah, but the flip side of that is our home form has been terrific. And, you know, I think we're a club that's evolving and we're not frightened to, you know, give people opportunities to try and get better. You know, and that goes for myself as a manager of the club, and I said that after we went through to Kirkcaldy, you know, in the heavy defeat. We went 2-0 down there the last time, earlier in the season, came back to draw 2-2. And equally, you know, we never got carried away when we won 4-1 here. So, we know the job in hand. We know what we've got to do to go through and play Dundee, and we've got to go there and win the game. So, nothing will change between now and Saturday and that. It's just how we prepare for it, and as I say, the performance tonight gave me great hope for that.
I don't know how much you were kind of hurting after that 5-1. I mean, is that an extra fire in your belly?
I don't think it's a, you want to win games of football. As I say, any as a player, as a manager, any coaching staff have been on, you don't want to win, and it was what it was. As I say, it's more looking about the tie, and tonight's out of the way now, and we know that whether it be 90 minutes or longer on Saturday, that will come into our mind as well, because it might not be guaranteed that it's 90 minutes, so we've got to prepare for that as well. But one that I'm looking forward to, and purely on tonight's performance, you know, because as I say, it showed that the boys are in a good vein of form, and I thought some of our attacking play, not just the chances, some of the attacking and link and combination play leading up to in the attacking third was very, very good.
Thanks,
thanks very much. Cheers.